Schools receive $2,000 from the state for every low-income student they enroll in the program called SAGE, which stands for Student Achievement Guarantee in Education. In return, they're to keep their kindergarten through third grade class sizes to 15 students or smaller. The idea is that when kids get more attention, they'll learn better. Janesville Republican Debbie Towns says the problem is that many districts fall short of the local funding and classroom space to pick up their end of the bargain. Her state assembly proposal would give schools the option of using the SAGE program for only kindergarten and first grade if that's all they can afford. She says more districts would sign up.
Obviously, kindergarten, first, second, third is ideal. But what's happened is everybody either doesn't have room for the ideal or can't afford the ideal. So two levels of it is a better service than none.
Towns says research shows smaller classrooms have the most impact on kindergarten and first graders. Deputy State Superintendent Tony Evers says that's half the story.
It also points out that there is a need to sustain those gains by expanding it in the grades 3 and 4. We just don't want to lose that.
Evers says the best way to expand the SAGE program is to follow the governor's proposal to boost the state's reimbursement to $2,500 per student. The $500 increase would be the first since the program started 9 years ago, although several Republicans have questioned whether the state can afford that right now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.